Have you heard of Malmsteen?
What do you need?
On Purim, everybody is very aware that the Yontav is all about Achdus. Want to Achad Klal Yisrael, bring everybody together. Leich Knoisis Kol Yehudim, a mitzvah of Mishta, a mitzvah of Shachmonas, Matanas Lev Yoinim. It's all about gathering Klal Yisrael together. It occurred to me when Esther was about to go into Achashverosh, she told Mordechai, Leich Knoisis Kol Yehudim. Which the Maharal explains, Leich Knoisis Kol Yehudim means bring Klal Yisrael together. We know that Haman had made a kitchur against Klal Yisrael, Yeshna Amech and Mufuzim, Mufayrid Ben Amim. We're not together, we're not Makusha Zelazer, we're split, we're full of different factions, different political groups. We're divided. We're not Ba'achdus. Leich Knoisis Kol Yehudim, everybody should be Ba'achdus. So the first question which occurred to me was, isn't this a very hard thing to demand? At a time when everybody's panicking, when everyone's nervous, when everyone's worried about their own survival, it's counterintuitive to be concerned about other people. You say, well, the first thing is I want to survive. Everybody else, okay, but the first thing is me. Me first. When you go on a plane, what do they tell you? They say if you put an oxygen mask on, you put your oxygen mask on for yourself first, and afterwards for the children and other people that you're looking after. Because that's the terror. And here Esther's telling Mordechai, no, Leich Knoisis Kol Yehudim, focus on Achdus, focus on togetherness. But the question which bothered me the most was, every Yontav in Klal Yisrael we have on the same day. Pesach the same day, Shavuos the same day, Sukkot the same day. It's always the same day. Purim, 2 days. Some people have Purim on Yudalad Adar, others on Tesvav Adar. Surely this is meant to be a day of Achdus, the Yontav of Achdus. So why have you got Purim on 2 separate days? So you can make more money, yes, everybody can make more money. And it can be Baby Yom twice, Baby Yom. It's not Baby Yom once, Baby Yom twice. I thought, why is it like 2 different days? Every Yontav is the same day. Even when we have Yontav Sheni Shel Golus, we still have the same day, just we add an extra day. I think the answer is as follows. I said this a few times before. It occurred to me, that's real Achdus. Achdus means, I'm not only willing to tolerate you and accept you as well, but Achdus means when I believe that what you're doing is just as right as what I'm doing. And if you did what I was doing, you'd be doing the wrong thing. And if I did what you were doing, it would be the wrong thing. If somebody's meant to do Megillah on Yudal and he does on Tesvav, he's not Yoitzer. He's meant to do Tesvav, he does on Yudal, he's not Yoitzer. He hasn't done the mitzvah. Purim is meant to be on your day. That's Achdus. Achdus is when you really accept that. You accept that it's different for one person, different for the other person. I saw a phenomenal Shem Shmuel. The Shem Shmuel says, the advisors, the wife and the advisors of Haman, told Haman, Baboike, tomorrow morning, Emoy la Melech, go and tell the Melech, go and tell the king that you've got this wonderful plan, you're going to kill Mordechai, you're going to hang Mordechai, and Tnu Olov. So it seems from this pasuk that who's got all the power? Haman. And Achashverosh, the king, he just listens. He just does what he's told. He's told to, yeah, okay, I'll do whatever you tell me. You tell me I should hang Haman, hang the Mordechai, I'll hang Mordechai. See, really, we should have Loyoda. We go and hang him. So, Shem Shmuel says, Now that the Rebbein Shleilam, who's Mesavvis Kalasivvis, has caused the base Haman, the house of Haman, to be given over to Esther and to Mordechai, so now that koyach of Tlua Lov is given over to Klal Yisrael. So every single Purim is a tremendous opportunity for every single person to say, I want to hang Haman. Which Haman do I want to hang? The Haman inside me. Where's there a Haman inside me? Is there a Haman inside me? Yes. Haman is someone who says, V'chol zein in a shoveli. He has tremendous power, tremendous wealth, tremendous influence, and tremendous honor. Everybody's mechabed him. He says, but there's one person, just Mordechai Tzadik, just Mordechai. He's not bowing down, v'chol zein in a shoveli. Then all that you're giving me is worth zero. It's illogical. Why focus on the bad when you can focus on the good? That's Haman. And we've all got a bit of that Haman inside us. Because all sadness comes from focus on what's bad, on one's problems, one's difficulties. So Purim is a time to come to Simcha because Tlua Lov, we've got that koyach that Haman had, the koyach of Tlua Lov. Go and hang him. Get rid of the Haman. Get rid of the Tzoras Ayin. There's Shari Tshuva in Ben Yoina. It says in the Pasuk, Baloit Tzadikim Rabba Tiferes Uvukum Rishoyim Yichupas Odom. So Ben Yoina teaches that Pasuk in the following amazing way. He says, Baloit Tzadikim Rabba Tiferes means that Tzadikim are constantly praising people, finding good things to say about them, finding wonderful things in every single person, because Baaloi Tzadikim Rabba Tiferes Uvukum Rishoyim, but Rishoyim in contrast, Yechupas Odom, they're constantly searching for mumin, for faults, for weaknesses, for reasons to criticize. Uvukum Rishoyim Yechupas Odom. So Rabbi Yerucham writes a maim on this in Das Koch Mumusa. He says, I don't understand. If you ask anybody who's a tzaddik, who's a rosha, we know very well who's a tzaddik, who's a rosha. A tzaddik is somebody who's a kaim, kolatari kula. The rosha is somebody who does averus. And yet here, Shlomo HaMelech is telling us the chiluk between tzaddik and rosha is whether you focus on the good or you focus on the bad. That's where Haman Rosha is the real Rosha. Like the Gemara says in Megillah Yud Gimel, Leket Yod Lishna Bisha Kahaman. There's nobody like Haman to find Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is true. Lashon Hara is a negative thing which is true, but Leket Yod Lishna Bisha Kahaman. Haman's the biggest by Lashon Hara. So when we have this Tlua Lov, that on Purim we've got the school of Tlua Lov, that we can get rid of the Haman from inside ourselves, we can get rid of that Natiya towards Lashon Hara. That natia towards finding things which are negative, which are bad about other people. If you look at the beginning of Alan Nissen, you see a very interesting thing. Both for Purim and for Pesach, Alan Nissen begins with Bimei. Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. Bimei Yochanan Kogol Chashem Avivono. It happened at that time. If you ask anybody about Purim, who's the villain? Who's the hero? Everyone says, well, it's obvious. Haman is the villain. Oh, it's all Haman's fault. Haman is the Rosha Marusha. He wants to wipe us out. And who saved us? Mordechai v'Esther. Not true. Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. It just happened in their time. Mordechai v'Esther not responsible for our Hatzolah. And Haman is not responsible for our destruction. Where's it coming from? Einoid Muvad, it's in the Rebbein Shalem. Chayiv inishli v'sum b'puri ad l'yodah bin or ha'om b'baruch Mordechai. On Purim, we've got to come to our core where we really understand the real truth. The real truth is it's nothing but the Rebbein Shalem. And the biggest raya for this is, look at Esther. Esther is reluctant to go into Achashverosh. She's terrified. She's petrified. She says, how could I possibly go to Achashverosh? What will happen if I go into Achashverosh? He'll kill me. Everyone knows this. You haven't been called. You can't go to the king. You haven't been called. So Mordechai says, you don't want to go? Don't go. Don't go. You're trying to save your skin. You're trying to protect yourself. You're nervous. You're worried. So, you know what? Don't go. We know for sure we are going to be saved. Esther goes in, Esther doesn't go in. People say, what's the worry to worry about? We've got protects here. The Queen's Jewish. Esther Malka. She'll save us. No. It's nothing to do with Esther. Esther doesn't want to go. So Malka says, you know what's going to happen? Instead of saving yourself, Atabe Svich Toivedu. We see a tremendous side over here. Atabe Svich Toivedu. Why will Esther die if she does not go into Achashverosh? Why will Klal Yisrael be saved and Esther will die? That's what it says. Atabe Svich, it says in the Pasuk. Why will she die? Why should she? She's part of Klal Yisrael. She's Jewish. If Klal Yisrael being saved, why shouldn't Esther be saved just because she's not going? If the Reuach Hatzol Yamid Lehud Mokim Acher, I think the Teretz says you see over here a tremendous sight. You've got your job to do. If you don't do your job, you've got no Zchus Kiyum. The person's Zchus Kiyum comes from doing their job, the thing you're meant to do. If you, like Motcha says, maybe the reason why you are there in Beis HaChashverosh is to do this job. You don't do your job, you don't have a Zchus Kiyum anymore. The very famous Maisa, the Kovna Rav, Rabbi Yisrael Chonon. Very famous story. We got married. His Shver agreed to support him for a long time. Maybe for always. And in those days, being supported did not mean receiving money from your father-in-law. It actually meant that you lived in the house of Yeshua. You lived in Yeshua's house. And he was sitting and learning, learning. And constantly people would come along and offer a shtela, an opportunity to become a rov. And he was saying, I want to sit and learn. And there were constant arguments or discussions between his mother-in-law and his father-in-law. His father-in-law used to say, let him sit and learn. His mother-in-law used to say, but they're offering to give him a job. He's got a job offer. Let him leave the house and go and become a rov somewhere. So the Shrei used to say always to his wife, who knows who's supporting whom? Am I supporting my son-in-law? Is my son-in-law supporting me? And tragically, kachava, that's what happened. Eventually, he gave in to the pressure. Yitzhak became a rov, and on the day that he left his house, immediately when he left his house, the house of his father-in-law, to take up the shtela, the position, Chmon Tzlan, his father-in-law, dropped dead. He died. He was nifta. Because as he said, you don't know who's supporting whom. That's what Mordechai's saying to Esther. You're scared. You're nervous? You don't go into Achashverosh? Don't go. Klal Yisrael are going to be saved anyway. In Shanas Yaakov we say, Chuosom hoyiso lo netzach v'sikvosom b'chol doi v'doi. Chuosom hoyiso lo netzach. The chu is forever. V'tikvosom, the hope, is in every generation. What does this mean? So I saw Sfasemis. Firstly, the tremendous chiddush in Sfasemis. Sfasemis says that at the time of Nes Purim, there was, Klal Yisrael had no zchusim at all. No zchus to be saved. The only reason we're saved is because we're Am Hashem. And we're relying on the Rebbeinu Shlom, that you are the one who says we are Am Hashem. That's the only reason we were saved. No zchusim at all. Klal Yisrael had no zchusim. B'shas Motchwe, the Nes and Motchwe Esther. So Chuosam Yisrael Netzach, he says, Poshet, because if Chalila Homon had killed Klal Yisrael, he would have killed us. We wouldn't be here. So Chios and Isul Netzach. So we're celebrating to get today, not something historical. It happened a long time ago, somebody was, they were saved then. No, we are saved. We are saved through Nesapur and Chios and Isul Netzach. But why Sikvosim Cholde Vedoy? The tikvah, the hope is in every generation. Because there's no time when we're any worse than they were. They didn't have any schusim. So tikvosim chol doi b'doi, every single doi when we say, why should we think that Rabbi Yishon will send us a Yeshua? He will send us a Yeshua. Tikvosim chol doi b'doi, he saved us then, he saved us now. So coming back to me, mei motcha v'esta, mei yechim kagol, the emphasis in Alanism is, the whole Yeshua is the Rabbi Yishon Olam. It's not that we were saved by motcha v'esta, it was just mei motcha v'esta. It wasn't that the Chashmonaim saved us from the terrible Gzeir of Antiochus. No, it was just Bimei. It was just in their days, in their time. Who was the one who saved us? You, Rabbein Shalom, you saved us. I think every single time we come to Purim, we think of all the Yeshuas that we need. Of course, today we're living in an unprecedented anxiety and nervousness over Magefa Rachmon Islam in the world. There's a pachad. A pachat, which is in a way l'malan ateva, even a tremendous pachat, a fear what's going to happen. But shuosam oyisal onetzach v'sikvosam uchol doy v'doy, our confidence should be, we've been there before. Our confidence should be, we're Am Hashem, and we're choisim boch, we're relying on you, we're depending on you to save us. Why did they have a gzeir in the first place? This may be the biggest nekuda of hope, which I think applies to every single person. When I hear that, I think it's Efshe Shefe Shem Moshiach already, at least. Tikvosim Chol David, I think the Efshe Yach. Efshe Shefe. But Tikvosim Chol David, I thought as follows. The side of Purim, what we really all know about Purim, about the Gzeira, the Gzeira Lahashem Larag Labid, it came from what? From Nenu Misrus Achashverosh. What was so bad about Nenu Misrus Achashverosh? Does it say anywhere you chayev misa from being Nenu Misrus Achashverosh? Efshe the Teretz is, Achashverosh is wearing big day kohen godel. The kelim there were the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. That's why in Megillah we do the kelim, kelim shoinim in the nigan of Eicha. How could we sit there and see Achashverosh in Big Day Kuna, and see the Klei Beis Hamikdash on the table, and still be Nana from the Suda? The Teretz is, we Messiah Min Hagula. The Sibas Kloya Rachmon Litzlon, the Sibas Gzeiras Kloya Rachmon Litzlon, is when we Messiah Min Hagula, when we lose hope. We've got to somehow constantly summon up hope. If you're Messiah Min Hagula, if you come to terms with Golus, that's the worst crime. That's the greatest sakana for the existence of Klal Yisrael. The only eitzah is Tikvosim Chol Doy V'Doy, that we say B'Chol Doy V'Doy Oyin Dileinu Chaleiseinu Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzleinu Miyodom. We prepare ourselves now for Pesach. We realize it's a Zman of Gula, it's a Zman of Nisim. The Ness, I saw this tremendous yisoid in Shlomo Volbe say for Das Shlomo, the Ness Nigla and Ness Nista. We think Ness Nigla is a bigger Ness. No, Ness Nista is bigger. And Ness Nista means it's on such a high level, it's not shayach to be megalit. It's so great, it can't even be nizgala. The Ness of Purim is so great. B'chol doy v'doy, every single time we come back to Purim, coming back to this matzav of Chuosam Yisrael Netzav, Sikvosam Chol doy v'doy, and we said, Chai v'shem b'sum b'pur ad lo yoda ben orhom baruch mod chayr. I like this pshat that I've suggested, that there's no difference, Orhom Baruch Modcha. It's only Rotz Hashem. Or Ad Lo Yod Bin Orhom Baruch Modcha. You have such clarity that there's nothing in between Orahom and Baruch Mordechai. It's absolute clear, you know what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. Like the Chovas Halavos says, everything that's either a mitzvah or an aver, either it's Rotzen Hashem or not Rotzen Hashem. Only Purim, when we have such simcha, because we're so makitoy to Kadosh Baruch Hu for saving us, even without Zchusim, the simcha takes away all the blockages. The simcha takes away all the anxieties, all the nervousness. Simcha takes away the lack of clarity. So we have the absolute clarity. At Layoda bin Orahom and Baruch Mordechai, there's nothing in the middle. It's one or the other. And we weren't saved by Mordechai. And the Sakona wasn't from Homon. Sakona was Gzeirah min Hashemayim. And the Hatzolah was because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saved us. And we davened the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that just like he saved us then, he'll save us now. We zoichet Yeshua Hashem Kerif Ayim, Bias Mashiach Zekeinu Bekorif. Amen.